talked about. So easy. You gotta put it in
I want you all to be aware of what's involved here. This isn't a prank. If it doesn't work out, it'll mean your jobs. Probably even your careers.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I know where you're at, man. You had it all. Now it's gone. It's torn a hole in your soul. Bigger than my Escalade. So you turn to the drugs, the alcohol, the pornography, freebasing with OJ, human trafficking, dogfight/orgies, darkness. But let me tell you something, as a man who has come through the dark and into the light, I can assure you that the will of the Lord is not limited to just me. If you need me, I'm here for you. Not just as a friend. As a brother in Christ.
If you mess with the bull, get back on that horse.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Holy crap, I am peeing my pants.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Bubbles for Algernon.
Roll another.
8 minutes from death.
Just like the other one.
7 Sundays in May.
This one seems to be about quit.
The pink fruit.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
You're talking out of your ass, dummy.
Roll.
Not people. Just remember that.
Just like the other one.
You just said that out loud.
This one seems to be about this mess.
Hey, doesn't that sound wild?
And I don't have another cent.
Would you believe a girl from L.A. would love Bill Withers?
Have you ever wanted to lick your cat?
Just pass it around.
That's a deal.
And now,
to get people excited, like when Carly Rae Jepsen puts out an amazing single and you have to wait 6 weeks for the album to come out. She's great, I'm not apologizing.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 12th of January.
Morning, y'all.
Good morning, Bean.
Morning, y'all.
How come you guys aren't playing HQ Trivia with me? How come you guys aren't on board with the HQ Trivia train right now?
I'm busy.
So, takes ten minutes?
Yeah.
It's free?
Yeah, but it's at a specific time.
Mm-hmm.
If I could play on my own, that's great.
Noon. What do you got going on at noon?
Well, quite a bit.
6 p.m. How busy can you be? You should be in your pajamas getting ready for bed by then.
Oh, I'm getting ready for Jeopardy, the OG.
Well, this could be a phenomenal warm-up for Jeopardy. You got to get your brain moving already with a little HQ trivia.
I don't think I need to tell you guys why I don't.
Yeah, I think we got that. Okay. I feel like I'm not doing it because when I went to sign up, you had to link it to a Facebook or something.
No,
and I
not
don't
at
have
all.
A Facebook. Then no. Why didn't I sign up? There was a reason. Tell me what my reason was,
I mean,
you guys.
It's tough for us to know.
I don't know. You didn't have to give an email, a password, nothing. You just have to create a username. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, did you win yesterday?
No.
Yes.
You'll love this, Kevin, if you haven't already seen it, is that Jimmy Kimmel hosted it last night.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yes. Imagine our surprise.
Huh.
When the game pops up and you expect to see either Scott, the regular host, or one of the other hosts, and there's Jimmy Kimmel standing there doing it. For no explanation, by the way. Don't know why he was doing it. He says he plays, but it was fun to be on the other side of the phone for once. But he did a tremendous job. But I did not win the $6.30 that other people
won. Oh, Dean, I'm sorry.
But I'm going to invite you guys.
You already spent that $6, though, I assume.
Yeah, in my head, I already had it allotted.
Sure.
But now I'm in the hole because I didn't win it.
Right.
I got Chip has to tell me because she was playing the same game. I got eliminated on some question about a video game that I'd never heard of before, and it was like what color didn't exist in the game or something. Chip, put it up if you know what I'm talking about, because I just took a stab at it. I had no idea.
Do they cover all different topics so that most likely you're not going to know them all?
Yes.
Or know some of them at least?
Exactly right. I mean, there are science questions, sports questions, mostly pop culture questions, but there are some that are just so crazy obscure you would never have any idea. Oh, Chip says she was already out before that question, so she didn't see it. But it was it's super fun, you guys. Dave's the one who turned me on to it. And mm-hmm. I really do think you guys would enjoy it.
No.
So. Okay. Allie?
I'd be in, yeah.
Okay.
I'll try it.
Have you ever been one of those people who has a fear of being buried alive?
No.
I don't mean, in an earthquake or a mudslide. I mean you die and they bury you and then there's some horrible mistake and you're actually not dead and you're awake and now you're in your coffin and you can't get out.
Is that an actual fear of ours?
That's a fear that some people have.
Are you asking us?
Yes, I'm asking you.
Not me.
No. Not you.
Well, now I do, now that I think about it, yeah.
Now that you brought it up.
And I have heard stories of people who have been buried with telephones for that exact same reason, is because that's their fear, is that what happens if I'm down there and I can't let somebody know? Because you can't just bang on the lid, you know, and expect people to hear you 6 feet
right,
up.
Right, but you're going to get your phone out and you're not going to have service.
Right, that's why you use a wired phone. That's why you actually run a wired phone into the casket, yes.
What?
Well, yeah, it has been done, by the way. I bring that up to bring this up. This man didn't get quite this far, but he woke up on the autopsy table.
Oh, God.
He already had the marks painted on his body to guide the doctors to cut into him to perform an autopsy when they noticed he was still alive.
He is that seems bad.
It sure does. Or does it seem great?
No, it seems bad.
I think the fact that he woke up just in time is pretty great news. 29-year-old Gonzalo Montoya Jimenez was a prisoner at a jail in northern Spain. He was found unconscious in his cell on Sunday, was believed to be dead. My favorite part of the story is he was declared dead by three doctors.
Oh, dear.
4 hours later, right before his autopsy, he was heard making noises on the table and was found to still be alive. He has now regained consciousness and is in the intensive care unit at the Central University Hospital in Oviedo, Spain. How does something like this happen? Apparently, doctors have a couple of different ways they determine whether you're dead. One is that your heart has stopped beating and will not start again. And another is that you are brain dead, which means you don't have any neurological activity in your brain anymore. No electrical impulses being sent from your brain. So I don't know how detailed the tests that these doctors ran were. But one theory is that, according to his family, Mr. Jimenez had epilepsy, and they suspect that this condition may have played a role in the unusual circumstances of his presumed death. Some people with epilepsy, and I've never heard of this before, experience a condition called catalepsy, a trance-like state in which their muscles become rigid and they are unresponsive to stimuli.
Huh. And you can't feel the pulse?
I mean, again, I don't know any more than what's in this little article here, but I'd never heard of catalepsy before, which would really – I mean, I feel like – I don't know how you alert people that you have that epilepsy. I don't know if you wear a bracelet or something like that to kind of let the doctor know, hey, you know, give it an extra pass if you find me and you think I'm dead because I have this condition that may make it look like I'm dead.
I can just write that information on my helmet.
Yeah, you could. Wait, he was in prison?
Yes.
I'm thinking not a lot of bracelets.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too. This could go back to what you were talking about the other day, Allie, about maybe it's time to start tattooing this information.
Right.
You know, like your do not resuscitate or whatever. This was not the first time a person has been pronounced dead when they were actually alive. In 2014, a 91-year-old woman in Poland was declared dead and spent 11 hours in a mortuary before staff discovered her body bag was moving. She lived that long, and then she has to be laying there thinking, seriously, this is how it ends?
Oh, come on. I'm still alive.
And I'm in a body bag. So anyway, so congratulations, Mr. Jimenez. You got a second shot at life.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Well, it sounds like the straight white guy's doing great, so at least there's some justice in the world.
We are going to talk about IKEA. There's something wrong with IKEA.
Yeah?
Yeah. Their new promotion is pretty weird.
Really?
It involves your pee. So that's coming up today. The NFL divisional playoffs are this weekend. We're going to talk to RJ Bell in Las Vegas with his picks.
You guys, well, Allie, you have a team. Kevin, who are you rooting for?
I'm not really.
All your teams are out. You don't care.
No, not really. When the Cardinals were out, then I went Rams. Now the Rams are out, so I don't know. I don't really care.
We'll accept you as a Patriots
fan.
No,
can't do that. Okay. Can't do that. Sorry. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories today, which I always love. I can do this every day.
Well, we had that story a few days ago at this time about all the French people and how many of the conspiracy theories that are out there that they believe. We thought we might try that same list on our audience and find out if some of our listeners are down with them.
By the way, heads up, they are. we also have Keep It 100 because it's Friday. We've got your tickets for WWE Raw. I'm sorry, WWE Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
And we've got comedian Ricky Gervais on the program today. So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
One of the members of the team is played by Stone Cold Steve Austin. Listen up.
It's a hell of a clip.
That's about right, though. That's about what the whole movie was like.
Watch
the
Expendables, that is.
Kevin!
You just pulled a me!
Congratulations, Gabriel. You're in the drawing.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Wait, we're not supposed to give the answers?
Well, I learned that the hard way as well.
Huh.
That was what the contestant was asked.
When
to
did
do.
That change?
Name the movie, I think, was pretty well established. Huh. Hey, it's not only a Friday, you guys.
Nope.
It's not Friday. Even Friday.
It is Friday.
It's just Friday.
Yep.
But for many, it's a three-day weekend.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So it's a very special Friday.
Friday.
So let's get it going here at 5:52. What's happening, Allie?
Well, next Saturday, it goes down at the Forum. It is Bellator MMA 192. That is Chael Sonnen versus Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Yeah,
tickets starting at just $30 on Ticketmaster.com. But right now, if you are caller 15 at 1-800-520-1067, you are going to get a pair of tickets to Bellator MMA. Again, that is January 20th at the Forum. So call now. Good luck to you, early risers. And congratulations to Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She finished her last round of chemotherapy yesterday. And to commemorate the event, she posted a video on Instagram that her two sons made of them lip-syncing and dancing to Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which was adorable. And it was so lovely. But thank God she has finished chemo and she's hopefully feeling much better soon. Kevin, this is what happens when you don't watch the news.
Okay.
Because you're a kid.
Right.
Or you're so inside your Hollywood bubble, maybe, that you don't know that real things are happening to real people.
Is that me, the second one?
That's not you. Okay. That's not you.
That's a little him.
That's not me.
I mean, you and your Hollywood bubble, Kevin.
How dare you.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
We all know what's been happening up in Montecito. Complete devastation. There are at least 14 dead. They said over 40 people missing because of the mudslides that happened this past week. I thought most people were aware of that, but apparently actress Bella Thorne was not. She tweeted, "F you 101 to Santa Barbara. I'm missing my boyfriend's first date on his tour." To which people weren't thrilled with that, including Rob Lowe, who's living up there in that area, who promptly chimed in, quote, "This attitude is why people hate celebrities in Hollywood. Bella, I'm sorry you were inconvenienced. We will try to move out our dead quicker."
Oh, wow.
Snap.
I mean, can't you realize that she didn't know?
Yes. I think
Why would you come on so hard against her? I would just like DM her or something, or even just on Twitter, just go, "Hey, having a lot of problems up here."
Yeah.
So maybe a little.
Well, she quickly deleted the tweet and urged everyone to get home to your family safe. So yeah, that was a harsh tweet.
A tongue lashing, if you will.
I don't ever want to hear you say that again.
Okay,
that would be great.
Scratch that out.
Okay. Well, great news for our own friend Jensen. His show that we all love, Rap Battle, Drop the Mic, has been renewed from TBS.
How about that?
Yeah. Did you guys see his girlfriend, Danielle Fischel, the other day?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, she, if people don't know, she is Topanga from that show?
Boy Meets World.
Absolute. Wow. Kevin.
Come on. Move on.
But really, I saw your face after you got it right. You were like, how'd I do it? I saw it on your face. Well, she went up against Jonathan Lipnicki. Remember the little boy, human head, it weighs 8 pounds.
Sure.
And she kicked ass. She's got some bars.
Sweet.
It was really impressive. But TBS has ordered a second season of that, as well as Snoop Dogg Presents The Joker's Wild. They renewed that. And they gave Full Frontal with Samantha Bee a 2-season renewal. So TBS is doing all right over there. Kevin, I feel like this news is mostly for you.
Okay.
Fox is shaking up the release of some of their movies.
Okay.
Deadpool has a new opening date.
Can't wait.
It's earlier. It was supposed to come out on June 1st. Mm-hmm. They've moved it up to May 18th.
Fantastic.
Pushed up 2 weeks, and you may be asking yourself, well, why would they do that? Did they finish earlier, just want to get it out? Well, it's opening up now 1 week before Disney's A Star Wars Story.
That makes sense.
What's
Disney's A Star Wars Story?
I'm sorry. Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Ah, gotcha.
I'm going to have some coffee. It's going to be much better in a little bit. Yeah, it's the Han Solo's standalone movie.
Fantastic. So then did we get Lost in the Shuffle after that was released?
Yes.
Is that what they were afraid of?
Yeah. Essentially. So that is good news for all of you Deadpool 2 fans that you can now see it earlier. So mark that on your calendar, May 18th. Oh, what if that's during Weenie Roast? You won't be able to see it that first weekend.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched Deadpool again over the holiday. It's still funny, right? Yeah, it's so good.
It is so dang funny. John Cena is killing it. He's in everything, right? Well, it has just been announced that he is going to be back as host for the Kids' Choice Awards. They also announced yesterday that he's joining the cast of the new animated series Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And not sure if you've seen his trailer for the new movie Blockers.
I'm not.
With Leslie Mann and Ike Barinholtz. Essentially, he's married to Leslie Mann. I think Ike Barinholtz is Leslie Mann's ex-husband.
Okay.
But they find out that their daughter is going to be doing a little boning on prom night. And they set out, basically, to C-block the whole situation. And it looks hysterical.
Funny.
Yeah. I'm in. I want to see it. Coming up in a bit, we're going to talk some movies, because I think that we all want to see a different movie this weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to see the right one. It involves a little bear from Peru.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Oh, enjoy that.
We're going to talk some movies coming up, but right now some birthdays. Zayn Malik is 24. Naya Rivera, why did I read his age? That's weird. Mm-hmm. Naya Rivera, Howard Stern, Issa Rae, Jesse Graff, Rob Zombie, and Mel Sporty Spice Chisholm. It's her birthday. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
A half hour from now, RJ Bell in Las Vegas tells you how to win some money on the NFL divisional playoffs.
Who goes to a... I know this is a dumb question. Who goes to a football game when it's 5 degrees out?
Fans, mostly.
I mean, hardcore fans in those cities. They fill up the stadium.
Yep.
How is that a decision that a human can make, though?
I don't know.
You love your team, I get it, but don't you look at 5 and go, I'm watching this one on TV. Am I just weak?
I haven't seen any of those cities. You don't see a lot of empty seats. I mean,
no, you don't.
They're there the whole time.
People turn up, but if you're in Pittsburgh or in Foxborough or something like that, I just don't know how you
or
go
Cleveland.
Through with it.
What if the weather's bad in Cleveland and you know your team's going to lose?
But it's like this in Green Bay every winter.
Yeah, this isn't new.
You're right. Anyway, that is coming up, as Kevin mentioned, in minutes. Also, the great Ricky Gervais on the program today. And finally, I guess I can't tell what the scientific survey is going to be, but we do have a scientific survey on the program as well coming up.
IKEA has gone crazy. I don't know if you guys have ever worked at a place where you try to come up with ideas, and then everybody has to agree on something. Mm-hmm. And then, well, they had meetings, and they decided they need a new way to encourage people to come to IKEA.
Okay.
So they need a special, and they're going to do it for cribs. To buy a crib for your baby,
mm-hmm.
Okay. They put ads in magazines, and it's only in Sweden so far. Well, I'll let the news story tell you exactly how it works.
A new ad campaign that some people are calling funny and genius. Others find it outright gross.
Gross. The ad is for a crib for a newborn, but it's also an actual pregnancy test. At the top of the ad, it says, peeing on this ad may change your life.
All right, so
So a built-in pregnancy test in a magazine ad.
Yes. So you tear
I don't
out,
think that's gross at all.
You tear out the page and then you pee on it.
Okay.
And then...
And they weren't kidding. If you drop some urine on the directed spot on the ad, it will tell you if you're pregnant. The good news, if you are, the ad reveals a discount on the crib. The ad is currently running in a popular women's magazine in Sweden. Weird, right?
Don't bring that magazine to the States.
No, please don't.
Yeah. Right.
They're really grossed out by pregnancy tests.
Well, here's my question.
At first, we thought you had to take the ad in and
yes.
show them the positive result.
Obviously. How else would you get the discount?
Well, I think it reveals a code that then you can take in.
Huh.
But only if it's pregnant pee. So if you're not pregnant and you pee on it, supposedly you don't get the code. But
you don't get the code.
Then again, why would you want the crib if you're not pregnant?
I think you know why. Little role play with a hubby.
I'm stunned.
That's an odd.
I am stunned that this is affordable enough to be able to put this in thousands and thousands of magazines. A pregnancy test can't be inexpensive to make, can it?
I don't know how much they cost.
Allie, you would know. Sure. You probably bought a lot of them. How many?
Oh,
how much
I buy them
cost?
In bulk, so it's cheaper.
She goes to Costco.
Like, yeah,
got 144 at a time. But I just, I mean, if it has to cost a couple of bucks, I would imagine the technology that would be able to let you know whether you're pregnant based on the hormones in your urine. I can't imagine that it would be cost effective, mm-hmm. except for all this free publicity they're getting from doing it.
All I mean, around the globe.
That's all around
is,
the globe.
Right?
Yeah, yes. That makes sense too. I guess.
Yeah, it's odd. And then I think what they should do, and they haven't come up with this yet because they don't have the genius that's inside of here.
As he points to his enormous noggin.
But if you pee on an employee, they have to put it together for you.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Because IKEA is horrible to put together. Have you ever tried?
Of course.
You go, I could master this. I could do anything.
And they give you that janky little wrench
stupid
thing.
Little janky
I don't
wrench.
Even know what that is.
Oh, it's so frustrating. 15 minutes in, you go, all right, this is frustrating, but it's not going to beat me.
And it's very weird because everyone in Sweden speaks perfect English, yet the directions that they include in the IKEA furniture always look like they were translated into three or four different languages before they ended up being done into English.
Yeah, and if you follow the directions, they don't make sense. And you look at the drawings that they don't make. It's just not possible.
And you always have screws left over.
Yes.
You're like, I don't know where they should have gone.
I don't know. 4 or 5 months ago, I got something from IKEA, and I spent about 2 hours on it and then literally just picked everything up and threw it in the trash.
Oh.
I was just so frustrated.
Did you pee on it first?
I did not pee on it first, no. Jimmy Kimmel covered this story.
You're not seeing things. If you're pregnant, you pee on the ad. And they'll give you a deal on a crib, which... If you're pregnant, which if you're not pregnant, why would you even buy a crib, you weirdo? It's only available in Sweden, but it's getting a lot of attention. So a store here in Los Angeles now is jumping on the bandwagon with a sale that isn't limited to women or cribs.
IKEA wants you to pee on an ad and get a discount on a crib? I say IKEA, shmikea. Come on down to Murray's Home Furniture Warehouse, where you can pee on any piece of furniture in the store and get it for 20% off. Any piece of furniture. Pee on a sofa, 20% off. Pee on a rug, 20% off. Lazy boys, throw pillows, bunk beds, Sealy Posture, pee on all of them, 20% off. But don't take my word for it. Ask one of our satisfied customers.
So I came in and peed on an ottoman. Got 20% off.
It's as easy as 1, 2, pee. Come on down to Murray's Home Furniture Warehouse, where our prices are guaranteed lowest on your purchases. Pee!
This offer is illegal.
See, because...
Oh, man.
I need somebody to pee on me. Does anybody have to pee?
RJ Bell in Las Vegas talking NFL coming up in the next hour. Also, the new mayor of Glendale we're going to talk to in the next hour as well. Very excited about that.
Nope.
Interesting.
All of us are excited about that.
Nope.
So there's a lot of excitement around here for that.
Really?
First, 6:54, what's happening, Allie?
You want to talk about some movies coming out this weekend?
Sure.
See who's interested in what? First up, Taraji P. Henson stars in Proud Mary.
Love it.
She's a hit woman working for an organized crime family in Boston. And then her life is completely turned around when she meets a young boy whose path she crosses when a professional hit goes awry.
when did you realize this wasn't a retelling of the Tina Turner story?
Yesterday in the meeting. When it was brought up, Proud Mary, and I said, oh, the Tina Turner story? And what is happening?
That just tells me you didn't watch the trailer.
I didn't watch the trailer. Right. I would see the commercials, as I tend to fast forward commercials on my DVR, but I would see Proud Mary, see Taraji P. Henson, and I thought maybe it was about that. And Chip said, but she's like kicking butt in the movie. And I said, I thought she was just getting self-defense classes in because her husband was abusive. I just wasn't paying attention. But now that I know crime family in Boston, I'm in.
Right.
Whatever they were spending on marketing that movie did not reach Allie.
Really didn't. I apologize for that. The commuter, a businessman caught up in a criminal conspiracy during his daily commute home.
Kevin will be at this by noon.
I'm in at that one, too.
It's Liam Neeson.
It's Taken on a Train.
It's Taken on a Train.
It's all right with me.
It absolutely is. Oh, goodness. It looks really good, though. I'm in with that. Paddington 2.
Yes, please. Tell us how it is.
Paddington.
Now, okay, tell me how it is.
Let me explain what's happening in the life of Paddington now.
I don't care.
He's happily settled with the Brown family, and he's a popular member of the local community. He's picking up a series of odd jobs to buy the perfect present for his Aunt Lucy's 100th birthday.
Don't be so boring.
Only for the gift to be stolen.
I'm bored already.
Kevin, you say that only because you didn't see the first Paddington movie, which was great.
It was delightful.
It really
was. God, I'm so bored.
Don't be bored with Paddington. He's the cutest. He gets up against a lot of trials and tribulations.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The last movie, Nicole Kidman was trying to kill him and stuff him. She's a taxidermist, right? What's going to happen in this movie, Kevin?
There's a dullness about you.
Just saying.
It's an amazing cast, too, by the way. Julie Walters, Sally Hawkins, Hugh Bonneville, I think.
You know what? I have to stop you. This has become boring.
Hugh Grant as well. So many great
Bean, I am so bored.
The original voice of Paddington, then he dropped out?
Was?
Colin Firth.
The point is, this is pretty f***ing boring, so could you kill each other?
Oh, with this little hat. Oh, is he cute?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
So you're in, Kevin.
Yeah, put Kevin down as plus one for Paddington 2.
No, thank you.
No? All right. Maybe some other things will interest Kevin right now. How about an HBO two-part documentary from Judd Apatow about the late comedian Gary Shandling?
Sure. I can't wait for this.
Yeah, this sounds phenomenal. The Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling. It's 4.5 hours. Split into two parts, obviously. But it's an epic in scope and intimate in detail look at Gary Shandling. It's going to premiere March 26th and 27th on HBO. That guy's life is just such a phenomenal story in itself. So I can't wait to see how Judd portrays it. One of his
such
best
a talent.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
That looks really good. 80s nostalgia is huge. Like, everything is 80s right now. There's movies. There's, obviously, The Goldbergs, which is the best 80s show ever. But 80s concerts are kind of the big thing. Touring this summer? You ready for this, Kevin?
Sure.
Lost 80s live tour?
Okay.
A Flock of Seagulls? Wang Chung? And Emotion? The Romantics? Missing Persons? And Men Without Hats?
See, I need to know how long each band gets. Because if they each get 6 minutes, I'm in. I would go
songs.
In a second.
Okay.
If you're great, maybe you got a third great song, maybe you end with it.
Sure.
But you're on your way out on that third song.
You're wondering what else Wang Chung is going to play?
I'm saying Wang Chung gets 45 minutes?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm not going to that.
All right. Well, there's going to be different lineups for just about every show.
It sounds fun.
Yeah. Just go to lost80live.com. Oh, sounds pretty fun to me. This is the best news ever if you're a Flight of the Conchords fan. Which, if you're not, what is wrong with you?
We all agree on that one.
They will be returning to HBO this May with an hour-long Flight of the Conchords comedy special. It's set to tape before a live sold-out audience during their UK tour. They're going to perform some classics and new original songs from that tour, which is called Flight of the Conchords. Sing Flight of the Conchords tour. I am so in for that.
Me too.
They've been teasing it, and people were like, I don't think it's happening. I think they're done. They're both moved on. No, no. They proved you all wrong.
I wish they would start making. I wish they would make some new shows as well, though.
I know.
I love that show.
It was really funny.
Yeah.
Really funny. Prison. Oh, so good. Some birthdays for you. Zayn Malik, Naya Rivera, Howard Stern, Issa Rae, American Ninja Warrior, Jesse Graff, who we love, singer Rob Zombie, filmmaker Rob Zombie.
Sure.
Halloween captain, if you will, Rob Zombie.
Is there a Halloween captain?
I have anointed him so. Okay. And Sporty Spice, Melanie Chisholm. Happy birthday to you guys, and that's what's happening.
All right, let's make some money on some football, shall we? Hit it, Steve.
Cousins RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
There's lots of ways to pick up what RJ is putting down. You can go to pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. You can get the RJ Bell's Dream Preview podcast on iTunes, or you can hear him every Friday here on the Kevin and Bean Show about this time. RJ, good morning, sir. How are you?
Or buy me an expensive lunch when I'm in Los Angeles.
The expensive? Does it have to be expensive?
It does, or it has to have a 4.5 on Yelp.
I see.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
Well, you got burned a little bit with the playoff action last week. Some of those games were a little closer than you anticipated, RJ, but I got a good feeling about this weekend's game. How about you?
Well, it is worth saying, and I'll identify the one game I'll be betting. But remember, when there's four games and you guys want three picks,
right?
Mm-hmm. We're going to be digging a little bit. But there's one game I'm personally betting, and I'll make sure to mention that.
Okay.
All right, let's start with the big dog game. You got Jacksonville and Pittsburgh. This is one of those super cold weather games this weekend, right?
Yeah, so I this is not my bet game, but I do like Jacksonville. Line is +7.5 here. And here's a pretty amazing – we don't overdo the stats, but here's an amazing one. Is Jacksonville early in the year beat Pittsburgh badly by over 20 points? So whenever teams meet in the playoffs and the prior time they played – one team won by 20 or more points. The team that won in that playoff game then, so the next game, is actually 14-2 straight up. So Jacksonville won by like 35. Now they're playing again in the playoffs. And in that spot, 14 out of 16, the dominant team in the first game, wins the second game.
Let me ask you a question, though. How come they don't? How come the Steelers don't then figure out what they did wrong, what the other team did right, and fix it?
And adjust.
You know, that's a great point, because that is really a great question.
Thank you.
Because sometimes when there's a bounce back where one team wins, the team that won tends to do the same thing, and the team that lost knows enough to know they've got to change.
Right.
But let's be honest about life, right? There's been times I've struggled to achieve something, and I kept tweaking it and tweaking it, and I'm still not achieving it.
Right.
So if anything, the given baseline is Jacksonville seems to have the plan figured out. Pittsburgh doesn't. Yeah, Pittsburgh's going to try, but there's no guarantee, you know, they're going to change, but there's no guarantee they're going to find the right answer. And I'm not saying in general always play the dominant team, but in the first matchup. But this time we're getting over a touchdown with the dominant team.
I am really surprised by this one, just because the Steelers have been one of those elite teams that has been a top five favorite to win the Super Bowl. So I just expected you thought they would run the table here.
No, and again, I'm not saying I think Pittsburgh loses the game, but getting and we saw it last week, right, is getting over a touchdown, which I rarely will lay, but I did last week, is a challenge. Obviously, if you look at the game with last week, where some of the favorites won the game, but they didn't cover the spread.
Right.
Fair enough. All right, let's move on to the best bet. This is an intriguing game, especially now that the Eagles, of course, are down a quarterback. They've got the red-hot Atlanta Falcons coming to town. What do you think?
Now, this is my most contrarian game, so that means this is the one I'm personally betting. Philadelphia Eagles +3, best bet. Now, if Wentz were playing, the Eagles would be a 7-point favorite in this game.
Right.
The fact that they're a 3-point underdog with the backup quarterback is a 10-point adjustment. That's way, way too much. The public has seen Foles, who is the backup quarterback, not look very good since he's come in after Wentz's injury, but he's really not that bad historically. And the Atlanta Falcons, we saw it in town last week, they were dominant against a very good Rams team. Now, finally, Atlanta is expensive. And remember, they were on the West Coast. Then they had to fly back to Georgia. Now they're flying up to Philly. And this will be their fourth road game, the Falcons, in 5 weeks. So a lot of people aren't talking about that. This should be a tired Atlanta team. Philadelphia's had a bye. So they've been sitting there getting ready. We're getting 3 points. My best bet of the week, the game I'm betting, Eagles +3.
All right. Now we move on to the big game special. Two domed teams playing together. This New Orleans Saints visit Minnesota.
This is the tightest call, but we are going with the underdog Saints +5 points here. Now, listen, Minnesota is a really good team, and I think they actually will likely be favored in every game all the way to the Super Bowl, and also favored in the Super Bowl if they make it against the Patriots. Now, that doesn't sound right, but remember, this Super Bowl is in Minnesota at the Viking Stadium, so it'd be a home game if they can get there. That said, 5 points is too much, and here's an amazing stat. Sean Payton won a playoff game on Sunday, the coach for the Saints. Mike Zimmer, the coach for the Vikings, hasn't won a playoff game in 21 years. And the playoff, literally, he's 0-10. He's coached every year since in the NFL, and it's been 20 seasons, and he's made the playoffs 10 times as a coach, not always the head coach. And he's 0-10. Now, it could be a coincidence, or it could be, hey, listen, the playoffs, it's a different animal, and he just hasn't cracked the code on the playoffs. Oh, by the way, obviously Sean Payton won a Super Bowl in the playoffs. Last point, Case Keenum, the quarterback for the Vikings, has been a career backup. He's had a career year this year. Mm-hmm. Now, though, the bright lights of the playoffs, you got to wonder, is he going to melt? We're going to lean towards the Saints +5.
All right. So recapping, big dog, Jacksonville +7.5 at Pittsburgh. Best bet, Eagles +3 hosting Atlanta. New Orleans +5 at Minnesota. By the way, that's intriguing that you mentioned that about the Vikings still being in it and the Super Bowl being in their city. That's never happened in the history of the NFL where a team has had a home Super Bowl game, right?
It has.
Never when they actually played in the same stadium.
What do you think, Allie? You say it had?
The 49ers did, but they had to move stadiums for the Super Bowl. But it was still in San Francisco, right?
Exactly.
So and then the Rams did as well.
There's been times with in 79, the Rams in Super Bowl 14, Vince Ferragamo, a lot of people might remember, the old timers, is, yes, so same city, yes, not their home stadium.
Gotcha. Okay. Fascinating stuff. All right, pregame.com is where you want to go for more. And don't forget, RJ's podcast has college football and NFL new episodes every weekend. You can follow him on Twitter. Let him know if you make a little money on the bet this weekend. RJ in Vegas is his Twitter handle. Thanks, RJ. Have a great week. We'll do it again next Friday.
Thank you.
Very exciting day for me personally because I am now all in with politics. Did you ever think you'd hear that?
I hate the reason.
I'm all in. I now care only about politics.
And why don't you explain not only for the listeners to the Kevin and Bean show on the radio right now or streaming the show, but to our jury on hold right now, Steve, Al, Gary, Jason, and Danielle, who are going to be the ones who decide in this morning's Kevin and Bean scientific survey.
Well, you know the B-Team podcast?
Sure.
With Lightning and with the King of Mexico and with DJ Omar Khan.
Great podcast.
They had a certain human being on who said he was going to run for office, and that certain human being's name is Sam. And Sam wants to be the mayor of Glendale. And I feel like I need to head up the committee to help him get elected.
Okay, like campaign manager?
Right.
Okay.
I couldn't think of that word, so I said head up the committee.
Now, Kevin, you know that Sam, your friend Sam,
yeah,
the Armenian comedian.
I call him Samuel.
Oh, the Armenian comedian, by the way,
right?
Is a moron, right? He's got no business living in this country, much less representing a city in this country.
Hold, please. Who's our president?
That's a good point.
Okay. Unrelated.
It's exactly the same thing.
Let's learn from our mistakes then. Let's stop putting unqualified people in the office.
He's unqualified. You don't know, man.
All right. What did he say on the B-Team podcast exactly?
Glendale?
Yes. And now, and also Kim Kardashian is trying to be the mayor of Glendale. So I want to be the mayor also. I want to compete her.
You're going to be a mayor of Glendale?
You heard it here first.
What?
Exclusive!
But the kids were very excited about it.
They're more excited than I am.
Look, I get that there was a time and a place many, 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 many years ago on the Kevin and Bean show that the Armenian comedian was funny.
Oh, he's never, ever not funny. Ever.
Wow, really?
Allie, you were a listener before you were a member
sure
of the
was.
Kevin and Bean show. What happened to you in your car
that
when the Armenian comedian came on?
Immediately when I would put on songs from my iPod.
Come
be like, I'll
on.
Be back, Kevin and Bean.
That's ridiculous.
No way.
He's awesome.
Never.
He should do a podcast called Never Not Funny.
I think
well,
that name's
that,
already
that's
taken.
He should do Never, Never, Never Not Funny.
How do you have so much bandwidth for the Armenian comedian? You do not generally suffer fools gladly.
Yes,
you generally
I do.
Don't like hanging out with stupid people.
I'm drawn to crazy, Bean. You know that. So,
what is it about Sam that you enjoy
okay,
so much?
I'll tell you, and I can tell everybody else. His ability, his talent, is at a minus 100.
Okay.
He'll try a joke, and we don't even understand where he's going with it, or we can't logically figure out even what the setup is. And then
because he's terrible.
Right.
Okay. Where does the funny come in?
So then you mix that with he's a plus 100 on the confidence scale. Mm-hmm. How is that possible?
Oh, I got news for you.
He's the first episode. He's the first episode of American Idol when people come in and they can't sing at all.
Yeah.
And then the judges say, "Hey, you can't sing at all." And they go, "I don't need you. I can
I'm
do this.
Make it anyway.
I'm going to be a big star. You'll see." And those were the only episodes of American Idol I watched.
But I hate those people. Those people have no business
They're
being
the
in show
best.
Business. All right. Just
has
to clarify,
Sam, hold on. Has Sam ever been dull, Bean?
I mean, look, a monkey throwing poop is not dull, but it doesn't mean it's how you want to spend your day.
I don't want to spend my day this way, but I'm saying we need to talk to him about his you know, political platform.
I don't know. I think that was a solid example, Bean.
I'm famous for my example. You're not saying you think he should be the mayor of Glendale,
I am
though.
Saying that.
Oh, come on,
oh,
Kevin.
Absolutely.
I thought you were just saying it would be funny to make fun of him wanting to be the mayor of Glendale, but you want him to run
See,
and win.
You say things like that, but you're not going to be on the inside. You're not going to be part of the cabinet like I am when he takes over.
The mayor of Glendale
Wait
have
a
cabinet?
Maybe I'm changing my mind now.
Right?
Kevin's
All right.
Right?
So what is the question we're going to ask our jury here?
I'm not asking him anything. I'm not part of this.
The question is, should we... How should we phrase this, Ellie? Should we talk to Sam about running for mayor, or should the question be, should we ever talk to Sam again?
Well, I say about mayor. It's this exclusive.
Who
yeah.
hurt you both?
We've heard the man. We've Why heard the you? Armenian because we've heard the Armenian comedian on the show 100 times.
He's gold.
200 he's just, times.
Bean, do you remember when we were doing that remote with the offspring? And
I know.
And
I
he
know.
Used the N-word live
guys,
on the air.
TikTok. Let's get to that.
Right?
All right.
Come
Callers
on.
Are on the line. It's time for a Kevin and Bean scientific survey.
It's time for Kevin and Bean scientific survey.
We have determined that you can decide anything with just five callers. Best out of five. And our first jury member is Steve from Azusa. He is on line one. He has heard the evidence. What say you, Steve? Should we have the Armenian comedian on to talk about his desire to be the mayor of Glendale?
Now, my answer to this is a little biased because as a child growing up, he used to cut my hair. My uncle owned the shop next
to me. No way.
In Atwater Village on Glendale Boulevard.
Okay, hold on, Steve, for one second. This is weird because when we asked for callers, we didn't tell them what it was about. So
right.
Steve called not knowing that we were going to talk about the Armenian comedian. All right, go ahead, Steve.
I had no idea. So my answer is yes.
Yes!
I back Sam.
Oh, wow!
Steve.
Suck it!
That's
Steve.
One call.
Thank you,
That's
Steve.
Only one. Thank
yes.
you. We appreciate it. All right. Let's try Al up next in Riverside. He is on line two for this edition of the Scientific Survey. Al, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You heard us like, talking oh, about no. the Armenian comedian. What say you?
I'm sorry. We just dropped out. What?
It's a definite hell no.
A hell no.
God bless
okay.
you, Al. That should be two, right? Hell no? That counts as two.
Nope. Tell us why, Al. Why do you say hell no for Sam?
Because he's never been funny. He's not going to make a good mayor. I mean, come on, really?
Don't be ridiculous,
You're
Al.
Right, Al.
And when you, Al, let me ask you this. When you hear the Armenian comedian on the Kevin and Bean show, and you should know every time you hear him, all of us have voted against it, except for Kevin, who insists on putting him on the air. What do you do with that period of time?
I just turned the volume down because his voice just kind of grates on my soul.
All right, so that's a second yes.
He grates on his soul, you guys. We're hurting Al's soul.
I don't want to hurt your soul,
I don't
Al.
Feel good about this.
All right, thank you, Al. We appreciate it.
Al 2020, who's with me?
Right?
Gary out in Hemet up next on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Hey, Gary.
Hello, how are you doing this morning, sir?
We are good.
Well,
we're having discussion is tearing our family apart. We need some closure here, Gary. What do you have for us?
It's a coincidence, but I have a postdoctor degree in Kevin DeBeach asshattery. I've listened to you guys for years.
Okay.
And I always go against Bean.
Yes!
But no, Kevin. In this case, I'm going against you.
What?
Bean is correct.
What?
Bean is correct.
What?
Is your correct.
Plot twist, Gary.
Dude, Sam is an idiot.
Get off
like
my
him.
Phone.
He's never been funny.
Oh, Gary.
Oh, you didn't hang up on Gary.
Gary, you
come
had great
on.
Points. You had great points, and we count that. 2-1.
2-1.
Two no's, one yes.
All right. It may be up to Danielle. She may decide this whole case for her. She's in Monrovia. She is up next on the Scientific Survey, Line 5. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
You didn't know when you woke up that you were going to be wielding this much power on the show, but that's where we're at. What do you think?
Okay.
Say
so
yes,
first,
say yes, say yes.
I cannot stand Sam, the Armenian comedian.
But,
I turn it off every time I hear him. But.
Oh, Danielle.
After hearing Kevin's argument,
yes.
I'm going to say, for the people of Glendale,
yes.
I don't live there, do it.
Boom! And it's 2-2.
It sure is.
I love
right,
you, Danielle.
Thank you.
I love you too, Kevin.
Thank you. It's so funny that because she doesn't live in Glendale, she's like, not my problem.
Yes!
All right. I'm very nervous about this,
oh,
you guys.
Dear.
This could go terribly wrong. It's going to be Joseph in Los Angeles. Joseph, how old are you?
I'm 16.
16.
I feel like you can't even vote. You're
Joseph,
not 18.
Do you want tickets for April Foolishness?
No, that's not what we're doing here, Kevin. That's not what we're doing here.
I'm just saying they might be available.
All right.
We haven't
I believe,
even announced it yet, but...
I believe the children are the future, and in this case, Joseph, you literally are going to decide our future. What do you think?
Oh, hell yeah. He should be on the show.
Oh.
Yeah!
Oh, Joseph.
Why would you do that to us? Joseph. All right. I'm sorry. I got to do an exit poll here, Joseph. What are you thinking?
Well, right now I'm about to get to school.
All right, that guy just added our
fate. That just summed it up.
Now, I just want to clarify that the scientific survey, that's a ruling that no one can argue with.
I feel like you have to be 18 to vote.
For life.
16.
You can't argue with for life.
I feel like we should go to one more caller.
This is so exciting. We're going to talk to Sam next.
That was Kevin and Bean's scientific survey.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the greatest day in the history of the United States.
Hold your horses, Kevin.
Who's with me?
Greg writes in, hey, I side with the earlier caller, Glendale, not my city, not my problem. So I say, hell yes, Armenian comedian for mayor. But then on the other side, Kevin texts in from the 951 in Riverside, Sam's coming up. Looks like I'll be switching over to NPR early today. When we have the Armenian comedian on, we actively beg listeners to turn off our show, Kevin. We can ill afford that.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, everybody. I missed you all.
We missed you as well. Bean missed you, and Ali missed you, and most of our listeners missed you.
Yes, the reason I'm becoming the Glendale mayor, because I know a lot of people. I play backgammon every day almost in the senior center, and all the seniors in the park, Maple Park, Hugo Park, and Providencia School Park, everybody knows me.
Mm-hmm. So people in the parks know you.
They know me. I play backgammon. I'm a champion backgammon player.
Okay.
Everybody knows me. I'm the king of their environment.
You're the king of their environment.
It's bold.
Yes.
Okay.
Sam, why do you want to be the mayor of Glendale, though?
Because it's Kim Kardashian. I hate their family because they are ruining our Armenian culture. I want to beat her up, and I want to meet her.
Just beat her in the election, not
beat her. First of all, beat her in the election, and second of all, you've done more damage, arguably, than her.
Yeah, she's no good.
Right.
Okay, but you understand that being the mayor of Glendale is a job. It would require you to make decisions and to work.
Yeah, the reason I'm trying to do a decision because in Glendale, there's no homeless, and I want to get rid of the whole, starting from Glendale, I want to get rid of the homeless people all over in Los Angeles. They are bothering the environment, and especially my wife in the hair salon, in hair people, they are homeless. They are bothering her, and they are bothering the environment, the businesses, and everything. They are coming and beating people passing by.
Okay, so what's your plan? That's a very serious issue to tackle. What's your plan to address the homeless issue?
Why do you think the brush fire started? From homeless people making fire. Okay?
You're making it pretty hard to vote for, you, Sam. And I'm all on board.
What are you going to do to solve the homeless problem?
They put them in jail. That's what we're going to do.
Okay, again now.
Good job, Kevin.
Sort of, you know, when you're in an election, it's sort of important that people like you. And maybe
and that people agree with your policies, too.
And maybe don't lead with locking up the homeless. What else do you got? What else is in your platform, Sam? Because I want to be your campaign manager. But you're making it pretty difficult on me.
And then in Glendale, I want to have a very service. Service that means service. Instead of Uber or buses, they're going to have all over California service taxi. You know what I mean?
No. Nope.
Carpool and have up and down Central, Brand, and Pacific, and whatever.
Okay.
Those up and down services, pick up. People don't have to go to the bus stop or subway station. All they have to do, walk to the main street and stand there, and service will pick them up and down. And business will be booming. People.
Okay. So
That's called a bus.
So far, you're going to lock up the homeless, and you're going to add taxi cabs.
I'm taking different subjects.
I see. Okay. Okay. All right. Give us another one, because I don't feel like the first two probably landed very well.
Another one is that I want the dreamers to become true. There's a lot of Armenians, like the Latino people, dreamer kids. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be dreaming and then expelled out of the country. I want that to be available for the decent families to go to college and have their own degree and dreams come
true. Okay, lead with that one.
That's a good sentiment, but it's not something that is at all within the purview of the mayor of Glendale.
Well, mayor of Glendale is just step one, Bean.
Nope.
Okay. From the 626, wow, what a fantastic idea having Sam on the air. Right? Not,
Thank you,
Kevin.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Did he say not?
He did say not,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so I win.
All right, Sam, we're almost out of time, thank God, but we do want to close with a joke because that's what you're famous for. You'll still continue to tell jokes as the mayor of Glendale, right?
Yes.
I assume, like, every press conference you'll start and end with a joke.
What the hot dog said to the hamburger? You can have the Frenchie.
God damn it, Kevin.
USA! 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 USA!
Time for another scientific survey.
You're welcome, everybody. You're welcome.
Kevin, you can't be proud of that.
I know. You're playing along. Hey, we don't like him. I get it.
You can't
really
be proud of that.
I appreciate it. You're welcome.
Let's just hope that people are tuning in right now and they haven't heard anything.
Well,
and
let's call them back.
No. The rest of the show is going to be fantastic because we're looking for conspiracy theorists in the 8 a.m. hour. Plus, the great comedian Ricky Gervais will be joining us. And then we got What's Happening and tickets for you to be at WWE Raw at Honda Center in February. So that's a lot of good show still to come here on KROQ. Just ignore everything you've heard before.
How dare you.
Allie's here right now at 7:54. Time for What's Happening.
You guys, Paley Fest, it is back. This is such a blast. If you haven't been, it's panels of your favorite TV shows. They're up there, they're chit-chatting, sometimes the director, sometimes producers and writers, and all of the stars of the show, they're telling you behind-the-scenes stories, they're telling you what's happening in upcoming episodes, and you get to sometimes get in line and ask them questions. It is huge. Paley Fest is happening at the Dolby Theater, and these are the people that are scheduled. The Orville, Will and Grace, Handmaid's Tale, Silicon Valley, Supernatural, Big Bang Theory, and Young Sheldon, The Good Doctor, Mom, Queen Sugar, Riverdale, and Stranger Things. Unbelievable lineup this year. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's it. That is the theme song. How about right now, if you are caller 40 at 1-800-520-1067, you are going to get a pair of tickets to Netflix's Stranger Things Paley Fest panel at the Dolby Theater on March 25th. That is a huge prize. Huge, huge, huge. And if you want to go, by the way, and you don't have tickets yet, general public on sale today at 9 a.m. Just go to paleyfest.org for more information. SNL, coming back.
All right.
All right. You want to know some hosts that we know so far?
Yes, I do.
January 13th, Sam Rockwell.
Oh.
All right.
Hmm.
Plus musical guest Halsey.
Oh, all right.
All right. Coming up January 20th, Jessica Chastain.
All right.
With musical guest Troy Sivan, who love him.
Nice.
Never heard of him.
He's very talented.
Is
very
he?
Talented.
Is yes. he like a young kid? Should
yes,
I know
I
him?
I think you would like him.
Country.
Is he country?
He does rap.
No, he's he none
raps,
of those.
He raps,
country music.
No. He's a singer.
That is intriguing.
And you will like
okay.
him.
All right.
He plays the flute.
Oh, he does? Mm-hmm. He is multi-talented.
While
I
rapping.
Must check him out.
In country music.
We love Brad Garrett on the show.
Yep.
Most know him from Everybody Loves Raymond. He's an amazing actor. He's very funny. He made fun of Chip for a whole segment with some of the best lines I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Some good stuff. He is joining Showtime show I'm Dying Up Here. He's going to be playing a comedy legend, Roy Martin, who arrives on the scene at Goldie's and drops some bombs and wisdom on the club's comics. Kind of like a mentor. Little Brad Garrett.
All right.
That's some good stuff. True TV has a new show coming out, and some of the people involved will make me tune in. It's Bobcat Goldthwait's Misfits and Monsters. It's an 8-episode series examining universal truths in society and pop culture. But some of the people that will be examining those truths, Michael Ian Black,
all
Bridget
right.
Everett, Seth
all right.
Green,
all right.
David Koechner.
All right.
Okay.
That sounds great.
I am in for that. Absolutely. And Brooke Shields is launching her own apparel and accessory line. She's created this in partnership with QVC. It's going to be her first venture into design. And she's also going to be starring in several episodes of Jane the Virgin this season. So she has a ton of stuff to promote. Hmm. I wonder if we can have her call in or if
oh, come on.
We shouldn't have her call in because Kevin has a habit of hanging up on people.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, guys. I
it's
listen
Serena
when I'm
Times Square's two-week Black Friday sale going on now.
Not only cutting her off, but as she's in the middle of saying, hey, thank you. I listen all the time to you guys when I'm in L.A. She was a big fan of you, and then all of a sudden she's hearing a commercial over her talking.
I'm sure
maybe
she
that,
didn't hear
maybe
it.
That wasn't clear.
I'm sure she didn't
Here's
hear it.
Here's the clean version where we don't have the commercial, but just know at the end, you literally hear her soul dying.
Follow Ms. Shields on Twitter, at Brooke Shields. Hey, thanks for the time. We enjoyed it.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, guys. I listen when I'm in L.A. I listen to you guys.
Kevin, God damn it.
That makes me feel bad every time I hear it.
It never gets old, does it?
Gets old to me.
Does it?
Yes.
Brings me joy, but also it makes me sad.
Yeah.
We had Matt Bellany in the other day after the Golden Globes. He's with the Hollywood Reporter,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and how Amazon kind of... They do these wonderful shows that a lot of people don't get to see because it's a paid streaming service. But Golden Globes tends to latch onto these shows and give them, you know, Golden Globes.
Right.
So people get interested in them after. Well, if you are interested in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, but you don't have Amazon Prime, you're in luck. Amazon announced yesterday that they're going to be streaming the show at no cost today through midnight on Monday.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome, right?
Wow. It's like a occasionally they'll have a free Showtime weekend or something like that. Gives you a chance to see something you don't subscribe to in case you like it.
And Bean loved the show, told me to watch it, and it is delightful. It's an adorable show.
See, you're not going to get me with adorable, though.
It's not for you, Kevin.
It's not for, it's from the creator of Gilmore Girls, so I don't think it's for you.
It's definitely not for you.
All right.
But it is a delightful show, and you should check it out if you are not busy this weekend. It's free there on Amazon Prime.
I'll be at Sam's house. I'll have to see if he has it.
Well, good luck to you.
Campaign strategy meeting?
Yep.
Oh, dear. Oh, can you imagine what that would be like? Kevin and Sam coming up with policy.
He's going to have a press conference. He's going to have to give a speech.
I hate everything.
He's going to have to debate.
I hate everything.
Now that you've heard that the central tenet of his campaign is locking up homeless people.
He didn't get a good start, but that's because he doesn't have his campaign manager in place yet.
Okay.
You're going to shape his message.
I could guide him, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You guys are
Okay. You're not wrong. Some birthdays for you. Zayn Malik, Naya Rivera, Howard Stern, Issa Rae, American Ninja Warrior, Jesse Graff, Rob Zombie, Sporty Spice, and Zach De La Rocha. That's what's happening.
I had a chiropractor appointment yesterday, and I don't know how I got on the topic with Dr. Mike of aliens, but he told me that his father worked for the government, and he had taken photographs of live and dead aliens.
And your next sentence was, can I see them?
I didn't say that, but
why?
I do think this involves further explanation and further discussion with Dr. Mike, because he said it was not it was something that his father told him his whole life, and that it was something that he rock solid believed in, and that it was just a fact, just happened. And I find it difficult to believe, but would we be surprised if the government had that information and didn't share it with us?
Nope.
Here's the thing. The government is hugely inept, though. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine the number of people who would have to not let that leak? I don't think they could keep it quiet if they had that.
And that's what I have thought my whole life about the people who still believe the conspiracy theory that the moon landings were faked, is the number of people that would have had to have been involved in making that hoax. Somebody would talk at some point.
And especially these days, it's so easy to get that message out without being identified or whatever. You're going to have people talk when they shouldn't.
They
could not keep it quiet.
Unless their brains have been reprogrammed to get rid of those memories.
I didn't think about
that. Boom.
I didn't think about that.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Just listen to me.
Well, Conspiracy Alley, you'll enjoy this. We have had a discussion a couple of days ago. We had a discussion about a new survey that came out. They surveyed 1,200 adults in France, and 8 out of 10 French people regarded at least one popular conspiracy theory as true.
8 out of 10?
8 out of 10 believed. That doesn't mean they're all crazy and believed everything, but 8 out of 10 believed at least one of them. So we thought it might be worth reintroducing this topic now and getting our listeners to call in. If you believe, along with the people surveyed in this this French survey, if you believe any of these conspiracy theories, we want to hear from you.
So you just need to believe one.
You just have to believe any
or
one
all.
Of them.
Yeah,
because we and by the way, maybe you're right. It's very possible that you're right and most people are wrong, and you can explain to us why you believe what it is you believe. So this survey, again, 1,200 French adults. Results were published on Sunday. Of the well-known theories, one is claims that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency was involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the 35th American president, in 1963. 54% of respondents believed that the CIA was involved in assassinating the president. And I look at this, and again, is it possible? Yes. But if the CIA were going to kill the president, why would they do it in front of so many witnesses?
Because that's because no one would see that coming.
Yep, that's what you'd say.
Right? Hey, we need to do it in public view, then no one will think it's us.
If you believe the CIA was involved in killing the president, call us now, 1-800-520-1067. Up next, the Apollo moon landing hoax, as we reference, which generally believes that men never stepped on the moon in 1969 and that some or all of elements of the Apollo program and the associated moon landings were hoaxes staged by NASA. 16% of the respondents said, I believe that.
Okay.
Why would we do that? Was it just to make America look good and look scientifically as we were leading the world if we could land on the moon where no one else had?
Sure.
I mean, that's the only thing that makes sense. Otherwise, why do that?
And I guess you could feed into that argument even today by saying, all right, if the Americans were able to land on the moon, why has nobody else since then ever landed on the moon? Mm-hmm. Why is the U.S. still the only country that's landed on the moon if it's so goddamn easy?
Right.
16% say Apollo moon landing hoax. All right. The most popular conspiracy theory, very widely held in France by 55% of the respondents, is that the government of France is conspiring with pharmaceutical companies to hide the danger of vaccines. And this one is very common in our country, too. You guys have seen all the vaccine controversy in recent years, even though the government keeps coming out and saying, no, vaccines are safe, no, vaccines do not cause autism. There are people who believe the government is in bed with the pharmaceutical companies and they are hiding something to, I guess, damage their own people's health, right?
I guess.
55% believe that.
The French are dumb.
Kevin, who's with me? You think this would be any different in our country?
Absolutely not.
I would hope not. So. And by the way, we're going to find out because we're going to talk to our listeners at 1-800-520-1067. If you believe any of these. All right, we got one more, I think, and that is this one. Two more. 10% of the respondents thought it was possible that the Earth was flat. Now, we have discussed the flat Earth phenomena in recent months because of rapper B.O.B., I still am pretty convinced that we're living on a globe.
Well, you're an idiot.
All right, how about this one? God created life on Earth less than 10,000 years ago. These are Bible folks, right? These are people who believe that the Bible is the literal word of God, even though science can say billions of years. People who believe in the Bible being literal say less than 10,000 years. 18% agreed with that. So those are the theories that were run by Frenchie. 8 out of 10 people in the survey believed at least one of those conspiracy theories as true. And we are looking for Americans that are listening to this show who believe in any of the above.
All right, let's start with Mike in Downey. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Mike. We're good.
Good. I actually really quick just wanted to talk about the assassination of Martin Luther King. There is a civil case in which the government was found civilly liable for actually assassinating Martin Luther King. And it's interesting because he and Malcolm X, their ideas were kind of converging at that time. Martin Luther King, of course, was a leader of the nonviolence movement, and Malcolm X was a lot more radical. And as Martin Luther King was starting to see that his nonviolence movement was not becoming successful, he started becoming a little bit more radical. And that's around the time that the government was found civilly liable and actually did assassinate.
Is that one of the ones we mentioned, Bean?
No, it's not. But I mean, it's in the same ballpark, which is the government just kills people that are in the way of whatever it is the government or the Illuminati or the shadow government or the global elite or whatever are trying to accomplish. I mean, that's the sister theory of they killed JFK, I guess. But what about the guy that was there that shot Martin Luther King and what about that guy? They think he was hired by the government to shoot him?
That's the idea. The civil case found that it was a conspiracy from certain officials from the U.S. government. So I think that goes along with that theory, yes.
And how about to JFK? You believe we were behind that, too? The government was behind killing the president, too?
I don't know much about that. I wouldn't be surprised, but, you know, I'd have to have more facts.
Earth is flat?
No, definitely not.
Okay. I'm just checking.
That's crazy.
Just checking.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Right. Appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening. We got a lot of JFKers here, by
yes,
the way.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Let's do one more. Let's do Matt in Buena Park while we're on the topic of the president's assassination. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Hey. Long time, first time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just like MLK with JFK, they got the mob to do it. That's how they sort of did the dirty work.
They, meaning the CIA?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
The real reason that I believe in it is because, if you remember, Trump was talking just nonstop smack about the CIA, and then he got to get all of the declassified papers, and we haven't heard peep from him since then. Just nothing. And it's like, I feel like that's like you met a new girl, and like you're talking smack about her ex-boyfriend, and all of a sudden you found out that he definitely murdered someone, and you're like, nah, it's whatever, it's in the past, I don't want to talk about it.
So the president, our current president, then, is too afraid now to smack talk the CIA because he knows what they're capable of because of all the other U.S. presidents they've killed.
That's what the path of least resistance says to me. Yeah, I think so.
Right. Or, plot twist, if it really was the mob, Trump doesn't want to reveal that because of his ties to the mob.
Stranger accusations have been made. Yes, ma'am.
Boom!
Not many.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. If you believe any of these conspiracy theories. By the way, should we open it up to others that maybe weren't on this particular list or no?
I mean,
just stick to these.
You have to believe one of these, and then you can tell us another one if you'd like.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. Okay, Rex.
Just ahead of the M83 song, let's take one phone call. We're talking about conspiracy theories that you believe, and let's go to Phil in Whittier. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Phil. Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
We're doing all right. What's going on, man? Which one of these conspiracy theories believed by the French do you also believe?
I believe the one about the fake landing of the Apollo 13 mission.
You do? Apollo 13 yeah. didn't land, though. See?
Whichever one landed, I'm sorry.
All right.
He's done his research.
So the yeah. U.S. never was stepped on the moon. That's what you're saying.
Right. If you take into consideration all the fact that we're surrounded by a very thick radiation belt, which has been proven by NASA, and you take into consideration just how really crappy the technology was back then,
mm-hmm.
you know, it kind of makes you wonder that we've evolved so much in such a short amount of time. Why isn't that we're not sending more expeditions to the moon itself?
Yeah, been there.
Well, first of all, President Trump says he wants to go back to the moon and then on to Mars. Second of all, the reason we stopped doing it is because NASA lost funding. The public lost interest in it, and I think they maybe ran out of scientific surveys to do after being there five times.
But, Phil, let me ask you a different question. Do you really think all the people that would have had to have been involved in that fake could have kept their mouths shut all this time? Everything that happens gets leaked.
Yeah, I think so, but when you think about also the fact that, I mean, you can make this kind of conspiracy theory within a studio with a very small amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would be a problem that you have to keep hundreds of people quiet to keep it under wraps.
So you think someone like Buzz Aldrin, American hero Buzz Aldrin, has been walking around lying about being the second man on the moon for 60 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the CIA will kill him.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yep. All right, Phil. Love you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling 1-800-520-1067. More conspiracy theorists next on The Kevin and Bean Show. And then we talk to Ricky Gervais coming up on K-Rock. Run it by me again, Allie. What's going on with Avril Lavigne?
Wasn't it that Avril Lavigne has been dead for years and they just had somebody that looks just like her that's kind of taken over so nobody really knows that she died?
They replaced her with a double.
They did. And what was the other cuckoo one that JonBenet Ramsey is actually Katy Perry?
Yeah, not only is she still alive, not only was she not murdered as a little kid in Colorado, but she grew up to become Katy Perry. See, the French, they didn't ask that in their French conspiracy theories. They didn't even get to those.
They're very thorough.
I guess not.
And Marilyn Manson is the older brother on Mr. Belvedere.
I've heard that too, yes. But Mr. Rogers, though, what about all those tattoos and all those confirmed kills in Nam?
Right.
We are talking conspiracy theories on The Kevin and Bean Show because of this new study that just came out last weekend in France. They surveyed 1,200 French citizens, and 8 out of 10 believed at least one of the popular conspiracy theories. L'Oreal writes in, by the way, my coworker, who has a master's degree in math, by the way, is convinced that the moon landing was fake. She says she saw a documentary. Hashtag Psy. Hashtag conspiracy theories. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we go to, let's go to Paul in Van Nuys, and I hope Dr. Drew is listening because his head will explode when he hears this.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling and for holding on. Which conspiracy theory that the French believe do you also believe?
The vaccines.
So the government is working with Big Pharma to hide the danger of vaccines.
Well, yeah, you have to ask yourself, why do they have a lawsuit fund set up in the background so that when victims of the vaccines get damaged, that they can sue the government. That's one. And also on top of that, if you remember when you were a young boy or young lady, that you only got about 10, maybe 12 shots. The vaccines had a shelf life and were refrigerated. Now they're not. And now kids today get up to 72 different vaccines throughout the course of their shot.
But no, Paul, let me just... No kid gets 72 vaccines, by the way. None. Not one.
You can look that up. It's right there.
Right there at Infowars.com, is it?
What's that? I'm sorry?
What about science?
What about it?
Okay. Thanks for the call. All right, where are we going next?
You got no time for vaccine theory?
No. I really don't.
Look, the reason
I think it hurts a lot of, I think a lot of kids get sick because they're not vaccinated, and then it puts all kids at danger.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I don't have any time for that.
All right. How about 911 is an inside job? You want to do Fatty? He's in Hawthorne. Hey, come on. Loose change, man. Listen up. Fatty.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
What's going on? Talking about conspiracy theories that you believe. You're a 9/11 truther?
So 9/11 and the moon landing. So 9/11, how many cameras are around the Pentagon, and we still don't have any footage of a giant 747 plane hitting the Pentagon?
I cannot answer that question, but I saw live television coverage of the plane seconds after it ran into the Pentagon, so I believe that it did.
Okay. So where's the black box behind it, which miraculously every box black box gets found when there's a plane crash.
Look, here's the thing about conspiracy theories is that there you can always find a question or two that is doesn't have a satisfactory answer. Doesn't mean that the truth isn't the truth.
And you don't need a black box if a plane is hijacked and they force a pilot to fly it into a building. The black box isn't going to tell you anything beyond that.
Alright.
Okay. All right. Well, that was surprisingly easy.
I feel like he gave up too easy. You got to be more solid in your convictions, dude.
I felt pretty good about it. All right. Ricky Gervais coming up next on K-Rock. Always a thrill to welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show one of our favorite comedians, actors, writers, directors, singers, musicians, the great Ricky Gervais back on K-Rock. Hey, Ricky. How are you?
Hello, how's it going? What a lovely intro. Thank you.
We are, and I'm being sincere when I say we always enjoy when we have the opportunity to have you on. You've been so busy since the last time we talked to you, touring around with your Humanity show. How many dates into that stand-up tour are you right now, Ricky?
Oh, I've done about 100, and I've just got a few more to go. So I just went back to Bristol in England, and I'm flying next week, and I do San Francisco, Seattle, Vancouver, and then I come back and I end it in Amsterdam, and that's it. And then hopefully it goes on Netflix in March, or so where everyone gets to see it, even if they don't get tickets.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What is it like for you having 100 behind you and only a few left? Are you just like, come on, let's just get this over with? It's been a long run.
It's great. I mean, because once it works every night, so it's always fun. But I'm already thinking of the next one because, you know, you think of new stuff and you don't want to put it into the show because I've recorded it, and so it's pretty perfect after 100 shows. Do you know what I mean? So I can't wait for it to go out on Netflix. I've loved this tour more than any other tour I've ever done. It's my favorite tour. I think that's because it's a few reasons. I think it's the best because, you know, it does take 15 years to get good. I mean, that shouldn't be a revelation. But, you know, you find your voice. I think because I'm so old now and I'm going to die soon, I don't care what I say anymore.
You never have cared what people say.
Well, and also, I think people know me now, so you can sort of hit the ground running. You don't have to explain the irony or the jokes. They know what I'm doing now. And it's just been an app. I also realize what a pleasure and a privilege it is, you know, to be able to do this in this day and age. And I've absolutely loved it. And I consider myself a stand-up first now, before all those other things you listed. And that wasn't the case before this tour. You know, stand-up came sort of fifth or sixth on the list. But now I want to be called a stand-up because I absolutely love it.
That is so interesting because for us civilians on the other side, out in the audience, it looks like the most terrifying job in the world to stand up on stage and entertain people for 90 minutes with just what's on your
mind.
But
Ricky's got a beer. He always has a beer.
He always has a beer. Yeah. But Ricky, you're saying something that we've heard from Judd Apatow and from Jerry Seinfeld and so many other people who go on to tremendous success in media, but there's something about stand-up that makes it your favorite thing, and it just must feel like magic.
I think it's a few things, but I think it's like the last bastion of self-censorship. There's no one involved, you know. Even if you get fine-led it on a movie or a TV show, which I do, there's still 60 people involved.
Right.
You know? And also with those sort of things, you do your best guess, then you put it out there, and you can't change it. People might love it or hate it. Some people love it. There's nothing you can do. With stand-up, you can change it every night. With stand-up, the crowd pick your best jokes. They laugh. You know instantly if it's working. You know if you've done a good show because they laughed all the way through. And once they laugh all the way through once, they laugh every night. Because stand-up's different. It's almost not like an art form. It's more of a science because it either works or it doesn't. Mm. And once you've cracked it, there's nothing like it. There's just nothing like it. Yeah,
that's well said. I know that you don't do politics much in the act, but you can't help but pay attention to what's going on in the world. What do you make of America right now insisting that Oprah Winfrey is our next president?
Well, I just think, let's slow down. I'm not against another billionaire TV star,
right?
But let's consider all the options. We don't have to just choose the next person that walks in the room. I think it'd be great, but it's one of those things that people are clutching at straws a little bit now. And I've never been political until last year, and now I can't wait for him to get up and tweet. It's great because it's like lunchtime when I'm in England, and I think he'll be up soon. Oh, there he goes, and then the news happens. But it's off the chart. Any one of the things he tweeted 10 years ago, any politician treated one of the things he tweeted this last year, there'd be a scandal.
Yep.
Now it's just he's got to keep up and he's got to do more and more extraordinary things for people to go, that was a bit odd.
Well, people lost their minds when Obama wore a tan suit. People were like, this is awful. Oh. He's awful. And
I
now,
remember people were worried about when Obama got in, they were saying, oh, he's a bit of an intellectual. Like, that was a bad thing.
No, it is.
I want my president to be smart.
It is an astonishing time that we live in. And I can't imagine the thoughts that must go through your mind as you process this.
Well, I think I'm getting desensitized. I think it's like, I don't know, maybe I'm releasing endorphins from the brain, and I don't feel the pain anymore. I know some people do. I suppose I got inoculated when Brexit happened, and
sure.
I knew, oh, this is odd. And the reason, and I am political now, and I do worry about things, and I'm fascinated by them. I read everything. I watch the news now more than I ever did. And the reason I still keep it out of comedy is because I don't like it from either side. I don't like it when a comedian's pushing his agenda. Because if you're relying on getting a round of applause from the audience just because they agree with your politics, you're losing something comedically. A joke should be funny for everyone, whatever colour, creed, circumstance. Do you know what I mean? And so
sure.
I don't want it to turn into rallying. And I do it sort of implicitly. You know, I talk about stupidity and hatred, you know.
And no one knows who you're talking about.
I say the world's getting a little bit stranger and dumber, and I talk about a post-truth era, and I talk about how now it's more important to be popular than right. I talk about the symptoms more than, you know, pointing the finger or saying which part is, you know, responsible for
certainly,
it.
Certainly, yes.
I want it to be sort of all inclusive, and you know, and I think comedy is an intellectual pursuit, and you don't want it to be too emotional.
Before we run out of time with our guest Ricky Gervais here on the Kevin and Bean Show, let's mention his new show that he is a part of and executive producing on ABC Friday nights at 8. It's very funny. In fact, I set up my DVR to tape the first episode of Child Support, Ricky, just because I saw you were on it. And what a novel idea to have you in a bunch of room with your intellectual equals.
They are my equals. The reason I like kids instantly is they don't respect me. And I like that in a person. It's good to not to respect adults this year. They were so funny, and they just made me laugh. And I like the fact that they don't worry about what they say in this
PC
world, where everyone's worried about what people are thinking of them, as opposed to saying what's on their mind and what's good and right and honest. And it's a traditional quiz show with this twist, but honestly, it's so funny every time you go to the kids. They just crack me up every time.
Have you ever had, I'm sure you, during the course of filming these, you had a kid that you hated, though, right? You had to have one.
Honestly, they all made me laugh in a different way. I know
I know you should not. Yeah, I like to ask parents that. I go, who's your favorite?
I'm not asking who's your favorite. I'm saying there had to be one without giving us a name that you just were like, come on, let's get someone else in here.
No, because right. Even the ones that didn't know anything, they had a go, and it was sweet. It's just funny, you know. And we didn't use sort of stage school kids or people that were acting or people that were showing off. They're just really just ordinary, goofy kids from across America. Some are little geniuses, and some aren't so bright. But they're all bright.
Well, it's a very funny show, you guys. Fred Savage is the host, which surprised me because I've never seen him do anything but act. But he is a tremendous host.
He's
on this
really
program.
Good at it. Yeah.
Really, really good on Child Support. And then Ricky is in the other room with the kids, and he's the lifeline. The kids have to know the answers to save the adults. And it's very—you're absolutely right, Ricky. They're so unfiltered and so honest, and there are very few forms of entertainment that you ever see that anymore. So that does make this super fun.
But I've got the easy job. See, Fred's the teacher. He's got all the responsibility. He's the teacher and the parent, and I'm the kid. I'm right. The guy at the back having fun with the other idiots. So it's great for me.
Well, it looks like you're going to have a great 2018. We're excited for Humanity, the stand-up special, to hit Netflix in a couple of months, and we'll be watching Child Support Friday nights at 8 on ABC. As we mentioned when we brought you on, Ricky, you're one of our all-time favorites. We're always delighted to spend a few minutes with you. Thank you so much for the time on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks, man. Absolute pleasure. See you soon.
Thanks, Ricky.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
All right, this is one of my favorite times of the week because it is Friday. How long does that music go on? it is Friday, and it's time for Keep It 100, which we love to do. This is a great feature.
It is a great feature. We've done it 28 weeks now, and our listeners have picked some amazing K-Rock songs, and I hear some of them and go, why don't we play that song anymore? It's so great. And then I heard others and go, oh, why was that ever recorded? But that's the beauty of it, man. It's like rolling the dice. 1-800-520-1067, the 100th texture. We will play any song that we have that's ever been played on K-Rock. If we've still got it in the system, we will play it for you. Here's an example of some of what you've requested in the past.
I spoke two joints before I spoke two joints.
Had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Paul
As you can see, it is all over the place. Whatever you like, we'll play it if we've got it. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. You can text us right now on K-Rock.
And text your name as well because we don't know your name.
Yes, yeah. please do that. Yes, 8:53. Let's find out what's happening. Here's Allie.
We talked to earlier about the movies coming out, Proud Mary, The Commuter, and Paddington 2, which is going to be a delight. It's a kids' movie. It's lovely. Until Jimmy Kimmel ruined it for me.
All right.
Oh, no. Just ruined it for me. You know Red Band trailers.
Yes.
Those are the unedited, kind of R-rated trailers for movies. Well, he released the Red Band trailer for Paddington, hashtag barely legal. Paddington's blowing lines. He's putting them up on the glass. There's a lot of blood and knives. So screw you, Jimmy Kimmel.
Wait, is that one showing someplace?
That is not. I'll go to that. It is not real.
Oh, that's too bad.
Jimmy Kimmel is ruining lives. Ruining lives. Well, Brett McKenzie and Jemaine Clement are here to repair those broken souls. They're returning to HBO this May with an hour-long Flight of the Conchords comedy special. It's set to tape before a live sold-out audience on their UK tour, performing some classics as well as new songs from their tour, which is called Flight of the Conchords Sing, Flight of the Conchords Tour. So, I am in for that. And we were talking earlier about...
We see you girls checking out the front of our trunks. We see you girls looking at our junk, then checking out our rumps, then back to our sugar lumps.
Right?
See, if people have not watched Flight of the Conchords,
yeah.
It truly is one of the best sketch shows.
Catch up on that. That's
ever.
Great.
It is so damn good.
Yep.
And also, some renewals from yesterday from TBS. Full Frontal with Samantha Bee gets a 2-season renewal.
Excellent.
They've also picked up sophomore seasons of the game show Snoop Dogg Presents the Joker's Wild. Any of you watched
Haven't
that?
Haven't seen it.
Okay.
No, I don't even know what that is.
It's Snoop Dogg presenting the game The Joker's Wild.
I heard that. Yep. I heard a lady say that. Uh-huh. But still does not deepen my understanding of the program.
Oh, Kevin's got it. Uh-huh.
It's Snoop Dogg, and he's producing a show called The Joker's Wild.
I see. Okay,
he's presenting
it.
Yeah, whatever.
He's the host.
Like it matters.
And something I'm very excited to see in a season two, the rap battle competition. Drop the mic.
Congratulations, all right, our Jensen. Friend Jensen.
Very, very good.
Hey, Allie, that's TBS. They're a sister station with TNT. Any announcements from TNT?
Not in this showbiz or any I had planned.
Okay.
Are there some that you know of that I don't?
Well, no. No, I'm waiting for my Good Behavior to come back. That's all.
Oh,
I just want to make sure.
Love
good, I love. That's maybe my favorite show out right now, and I'll be very sad if it doesn't come back. So hopefully we'll hear some
news
soon.
If anyone from TNT is listening, if you could tweet Bean at Clyde Tumbaugh and
you.
Let him know.
Or email him.
If his, either way,
yeah.
Give a call. 1-800-520-1-
Nope, we don't want to talk to you.
Okay. All right. HBO is going to air a two-part documentary from Judd Apatow about one of his close friends, the late comedian Gary Shandling. It's called The Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling. It's 4.5 hours, and it's being described as epic in scope and intimate in detail. That is going to be March 26th and 27th on HBO, and I cannot wait to see that.
That Same. Was a loss in the comedy world that still reverberates today. Gary Shandling is very much missed, and he was so young. Wasn't he like 63 when he died?
Young, it's and people, a lot of people didn't know kind of how he changed his whole life up and just became this almost like a guru, just so in tune. And so the main thing everybody said about this guy was how kind he was and how loving he was. And he just sees
nice to hear.
One of a kind. So I cannot wait to watch that. 4.5 hours, I say, why so short, Judd Apatow? That is what I say. And WWE star John Cena is back as host of Nickelodeon's upcoming Kids' Choice Awards. He has also been cast as one of the voices in the new animated series Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The guy does everything. First of all, great wrestler. I mean, when you can see him, if you know what I'm saying, wrestling fans. As well as his acting. Who saw this happening? His comedic chops. Plus, he's hosting things. He's so out there.
I mean, he's a triple threat.
He really is. And you guys have not seen the trailer yet for his new movie, Blockers. Watch it immediately. It's him, Leslie Mann. They're married.
Love
and
it.
Then I think Ike Barinholtz is Leslie Mann's ex-husband. And they wind up seeing their daughter's computer opened, and they see that there's a little plan to have some sexy times on prom night. So they hatch a plan to basically C-block the whole situation, and it looks hysterical. So
yeah, I can't believe what they show on that show and what they say on that show. How do they do that?
Great question. All around, I agree 100%.
Have you ever heard so much excitement? Somebody
can't
loves.
Wait to see Blockers.
Somebody loves Red Band.
Yeah, I can't believe what they show on that show and what they say on that show. How do they do that?
It's not a magic trick.
Wow. How do they say things? I love it.
Some birthdays for you. Zayn Malik, Naya Rivera, Howard Stern, Issa Rae, Jesse Graff, Rob Zombie, Sporty Spice, Melanie Chisholm, and Zach De La Rocha. That's what's happening.
Going to give you some tickets for WWE Monday Night Raw coming up in about 5 minutes here on K-Rock. First, though, it's time to keep it 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
You really don't know what you're going to get when you open up the phones for texts for a favorite K-Rock song of all time. And here's what we just missed out on hearing, you guys. Number 99. Text number 99. Sorry, John. No Pennywise bro him for you.
Okay.
Which I think some Kings fans in here are pretty happy about, it sounds like. Texter 101. Drew, I hope another week you get through at 100 because you wanted the Safety Dance by Men Without Hats, which I'm not mad at all. But neither of you were Texture 100. That's our man Dan, who joins us on the line from Pico Rivera. Hey, Dan.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What is going on with you, my friend?
I'm excited. Monday, I have off for Dr. King, and so we're on the verge of a 3-day weekend.
Sweet.
All right. Get things off the right way. You know, we got to sit things off and, you know, and well, party hard.
Oh. Was that the little teaser right there?
Could be.
Dan, I love you.
Yeah, so if you guys could, I would love if I could hear Andrew WK's Party Hard. That would get my weekend started. Party, we will party hard. Keep it warm.
Thank you, Dan from Pico Rivera, for being text number 100 for Party Hard. Andrew WK, I like to give you fun facts about the song every Friday when we play it. I think you guys will love this. First of all, it was named the 89th best hard rock song of all time by VH1. It is also the goal song for the Pittsburgh Penguins after a fan petition put it there in 2015. Great choice. Ed, Kevin, this one is just for you. Party Hard is used as the walk-on music for Professional Darts Corporation darts player Steve Hine.
Love it.
Because nothing says party hard like being a professional darts player.
I mean, I have a professional darts competition on my DVR right now. Every time I see it on TV, I tape it because it's straight crazy.
It's hilarious. All right. Well, that was a fantastic choice and a great way to get us into a three-day weekend for many. Now we switch directions and look for you to call us at 1-800-520-1067. We have more tickets for you to win to be there in person on February 26th at Honda Center for WWE Monday Night Raw. What are we looking for from our wrestling fans this time?
This is WWE Raw Talent, and we are looking for impressions of wrestlers, past or present.
Oh,
impressions of wrestlers, past or present. If you do a good one, we put you in a drawing. And then we have two winners. You call 1-800-520-1067.
Every day this week, we've been handing out tickets for WWE Monday Night Raw at Honda Center, February 26th. It's always a big deal when the show comes to town, and we want you to be there in person. Tickets available right now through Ticketmaster.com, or you can win them right now with a game that we're calling WWE Raw Talent.
You want to see the WWE? All you got to do is gotta be Roman Reigns or the Hulkster. All you gotta be is your favorite wrestler. Oh yeah, the Macho Man or Steve Austin, smash a beer can or smell what the Rock is cooking.
wrestling, WWE Raw talent. And what you gonna do when Kevin and Bean run wild on you, brother?
That was my Hulk Hogan.
That was uncomfortably aggressive for my time and mine. All right, who's our first contestant, please, Kevin?
First up is Dakota in Long Beach. Hi, Dakota.
What's going on?
Do a good impression, and you go into the drawing to win tickets for WWE Monday Night Raw. Who you want to do for us?
Okay, so I'm going to do Macho Man. I actually wrote, like, my own little promo, brother.
Okay, just before you do it, if you don't mind, I would like to say that also that if all three of us don't like it at all, you mm-hmm. don't go into the drawing.
Oh.
So you got to sway it.
That's impossible.
You got. I like your confidence. All right, here's Dakota.
Allie, I'm also a Patriots fan, so no pressure.
Take it easy.
Okay. Oh, out of the drawing. Out of the drawing.
Wait, hold on. Thoughts on Roman Reigns?
I like him.
Oh, you're out. Dakota? Hang up.
All right. Let's hear your impression.
Oh, yeah, Macho Man, Randy Savage here, and I'm the cream of the crop. See me to Raw, you're going to get an elbow drop from the top. Oh, yeah.
Okay, it was a terrible impression.
I loved it.
It was a terrible impression, but I appreciate his enthusiasm and his material. So
I didn't think it was that terrible.
It was pretty awful. I say he goes in the drawing.
He's in the drawing. Absolutely. Even the guy who said it was terrible says he goes in the drawing.
Yeah, he put a lot of effort into it.
All right, up next is David and Whittier. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. Who are you going to do?
I'm going to do the Iron Sheik. Well, I'm going to attempt to do the Iron Sheik.
What a legend. Good luck.
All right, here's David.
All right, everybody, here I come into the ring to give you the camel clutch or toe, whatever you prefer. Hulk Hogan, Sergeant Slaughter, you are mine.
WWE Raw Talent.
I say yes on David.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, sir.
Let's go to Josh in Canoga Park. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, thank you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do Dusty Rhodes.
Right.
Here's Josh. And now Josh.
Ric Flair put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got four or five kids and can't pay their wages.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Cleveland Show. The Cleveland Show, everybody.
I say he's in.
Absolutely.
WWE War Talent.
Why the hell not?
All right. Let's go to Paul at Amonte. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you, Paul. Who are you going to do?
Ric Flair.
All right. Here's Paul.
Woo! It's the jet-flying, limo-riding, wheeling-dealing son of a gun. And the Nature Boy is bringing a little bit of flair to the K-R-O-Q.
He had the woo.
He did
another woo.
He did have the woo.
He peaked at the woo, though.
He did. He peaked.
He did peak at the woo. But it's Friday.
It's Friday, right?
Let him in. What the hell? Let everybody in.
Take it easy, though. Let's not make that decision yet. Let's talk to John and Valencia and make sure. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Doing WWE Raw Talent.
WWE Raw Talent.
Who are you going to do?
I'm going to attempt Stone Cold.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Here's John.
What? You say you're going to throw me over the top rope? What? No. I've been practicing all my life for this. What? I've been drinking a beer. What? Two beers. What? Three beers. I've been drinking all the damn beers of the world. There ain't no way The Rock's going to throw me over the top rope. What? Because that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Could you hear all of that, Bean?
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Okay, put him
Friday.
In.
Okay.
Let's do one more.
But don't draw him.
Okay.
We put him in the drawing.
I can't control that.
Okay. Danny and La Mirada, hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Hey, Allie.
Hey.
All right, who are you going to do?
Come on, man. Hulk Hogan.
Just before you do it, I would like to hear Bean's Hulk Hogan. It's the only impression he does, so I'd like to hear it.
I retired it in 2017.
Just for a second.
I don't know what you're talking about, brother.
All right, there you go. That's what you got to beat, Danny.
You know what, brother? This message goes out to Kevin and Sam the Armenian. February at Raw, I'm going to come and rip your heads off. Because what you going to do, brother, when these 24-inch pythons come running wild on you?
Right?
WWE Raw Talent.
All right. Danny and his Hulk Hogan, John and his Stone Cold, Paul and his Ric Flair, Josh, Dusty Rose, David the Iron Sheik, and Macho Man's Dakota. Only two will win tickets in person for WWE Monday Night Raw at the Honda Center February 26th. Who are our winners, please?
Josh and David.
Josh and David. Congratulations. Enjoy the show, and thanks for playing the game.
WWE Raw Talent.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
I know I came on the air and I started with this, but I want to end with it too. Can I get you guys to play Trivia HQ?
No.
How about HQ Trivia?
No.
Come on. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun if you know stuff.
Allie,
put yourself
play
in my position, Bean. You're out on the first question. How fun is that?
No, the first question is always a gimme. First question is they give it everybody.
Like Kevin said.
Right? Allie, how about you? Will you play with me?
I will play with you.
Okay. Because Chip's in, Dave's in. It's super fun. I feel like one of us is going to win the $4.
What if I play and win? What time are you guys doing it?
It'll be
noon
amazing.
Or 6?
I'm doing it both. I'm all in.
But when is everyone else doing it?
I mean, it's the same time. You play. That's what time the game is.
Are you playing both at noon and 6?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Allie, how about you? Can I count on you?
Today? Or?
Yes.
No. I'm very busy.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got a plan like a week in advance. I've got to check my iCal.
It's right? 10 minutes and it's free and it's fun.
Right.
Are you
I'm all about
paid?
Fun, you guys.
No, are you getting paid from this?
No, not
are
at all.
Are you sure? This
By the
seems
way,
really.
Bean just said, I'm all about fun.
I am all about fun. It's just, it's a sensation that is sweeping the nation, and I'm just trying
Enjoy
to bring
it.
My friends in on it.
I hope you love it, and I hope you play both times, and I hope you win your $4.
Hey, it's 9:38, time for one final What's Happening. Here's Allie.
Congratulations to Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She finished her last round of chemo yesterday, and to commemorate the event, she posted a video on Instagram of her two sons that just seem like lovely young men singing along, mostly lip-syncing, but doing a little dancing, doing a little fist-pumping to Michael Jackson's Beat It. And it is lovely, and then she gushed, ain't they sweet? Oh, it is just, it's lovely to see, and we wish her all the best, and we can't wait to see her back on our televisions.
Yes.
For the final of Veep. And we talked about this earlier. This is what happens when you're not really paying attention to the news, and then you wind up tweeting something that can come off as super insensitive. Except she really didn't mean any harm by this. But Bella Thorne wound up tweeting, FU 101 to Santa Barbara, I'm missing my boyfriend's first date on his tour. She hadn't been paying attention to the news, had no idea about the mudslides that were happening up in Montecito. They shut down the 101 up there. It's a horrible, horrible situation.
That's the kind of mistake I might have made.
Yeah, there was nothing vindictive about it at all. She later deleted the tweet with an explanation, F. Just caught up on some news, had no idea why the 101 was shut down. Get home to your family safe. Right? That's the end of it.
That's very nice. And you can see what happened, and you're fine.
Right, but not if you're Rob Lowe, who did a screen grab and then went on Instagram, not even the same platform.
Right.
Went on Instagram and wrote, this attitude is why people hate celebrities in Hollywood. Bella, I'm sorry you were inconvenienced. We will try to move our dead quicker.
Whoa.
Take it easy, Rob Lowe. Calm down, dude. Like, it's obviously, Rob lives up there. It's a very emotional time for anyone in that area. That's your hometown. It's under mud. And
maybe if you're in the middle of it, it's impossible to think that somebody else might not have paid attention to that story.
Yes, I get that. But to take a screen grab, then go to another platform where she then wouldn't see it and respond, it seemed weird to me. It seemed a little bit aggressive.
Agreed.
Still hot, though, Rob. Don't worry about that.
You
are still hot.
By the way, still hot though, Bella. Just saying, that doesn't take away that either.
Okay. They're clean slate, both of them. We good?
We're good.
Fair enough.
Forget I did that story. SNL has announced some of their hosts for upcoming shows. January 13th, Sam Rockwell with musical guest Halsey. And January 20th, Jessica Chastain with musical guest Troye Sivan.
Now, the story you're looking at does not have the following week's host.
It doesn't. Do you know?
Yes.
Oh.
And I can't remember who the musical guest is, but the following week is going to be a young man named Will Ferrell.
Oh.
Will Ferrell will be hosting.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm in. That sounds wonderful. Well, if you had the date of June 1st circled on your calendar to see Deadpool 2... you're going to have to just move it up a couple weeks. Because,
excellent.
Yeah, they have changed the date. It will now be coming out on May 18th. And there was a reason for that. because it's going to compete against a movie called Slender Man. But more importantly, it's now opening 1 week before Disney's Solo, A Star Wars Story, which is a strategic play, as even the second weeks have been exceptionally strong for Star Wars movies. So they're just getting out ahead of it.
Makes sense. I'm so surprised to see a Star Wars movie coming out in May instead of December, which they have been doing year after year after year up until now.
Is there another one coming out in December?
No, no. One just came out in December.
No, no. I know.
Yeah.
And now another one's coming out in May.
It tends to be December's.
Right. Yeah. I understand. But I'm just saying, is it May and then there's another one?
Maybe
no.
Because these are the standalones. They're not the ones that are part of the...
It's weird.
Oh, Muggs has his hand up like he has the answer.
But you know he doesn't.
I feel like we go to him.
All right.
You guys.
Mm-hmm.
May this year on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
May the 4th.
May 4th.
That's why.
It's not out on May 4th. like at all, really.
I'm sorry. Whose idea was it to go to Muggs?
It was not mine. If someone can look up when
how
the Han,
that?
Just to, I want to make absolutely sure because that makes sense.
But and rarely does Muggs make sense.
And
asshole,
right?
Yes. It comes out May 25th.
How about that?
Solo, A Star Wars Story, May 25th. Why wouldn't they move it up to May 4th?
I love it. The Muggs has the confidence of the Armenian comedian.
Had his hand up like, you got to call on me. I've got the info.
If you guys will just want let me speak, I'll tell you.
Sweet baby Jesus. That was
sit down.
That was right? Sit down.
It's because Avengers Infinity War is going to be May 4th.
Oh. Another huge movie.
Okay.
Shaping up
quite a month, you guys.
Yeah.
Quite a month.
Quite a month.
Quite a month, you guys.
Right,
that it's shaping up to be. Let's get to some birthdays.
It's because it's May 4th.
Hey, that was a good guess.
May the 4th.
But it was a guess.
But it was a guess and it was wrong.
You so acted don't, like you knew.
Don't present it like it's fact. Why can't Chip get better?
God damn it, Chip. Happy birthday, Zayn Malik, Naya Rivera, Howard Stern, Issa Rae, Rob Zombie, and Zach De La Rocha. That's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. And your drive home today, listen to Stryker's Commercial Free For All. That is an hour of commercials starting at 5 p.m.
No, right. No. Hour of music, no commercials, Kevin.
So, all right, hold on.
Again, you
This
did.
Is the second time you've done this.
I didn't realize I did it before.
Yes.
Yeah, we called you on it then.
I've been saying this for...
No,
since it started.
No, you say commercial free, which means no commercials. What happens?
You know what happens is when I ad lib, it doesn't go well.
Right.
Stick to the script.
Read the paper. Yeah.
Take two.
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker's Commercial Free For All, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers.
Which I believe is all commercials that hour.
No, no, it's 60 minutes of nothing but ads.
Commercial, 60 minutes of straight commercials. I'm confused.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey now.
Do not Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Hey, Bill.
Pass it over to me.
I can't fix stupid.
Roll another one.
Mommy, Daddy, are you getting divorced?
Just like the other one.
You don't care about that.
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
Who are these crazies, these lunatics that are going to be here? Explain them to me. Because if I'm going to do some kind of a dumb dog and pony show, I'm going to know who I'm talking to.
Take two.
Roll.
My nipples are so hard.
Just like the other one.
Oh, what the hell's that? What's up with that?
This one seems to be about this.
No, ask Tori Spelling's mom.
And I don't have another cent.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
What a satisfying conclusion of that story.
Just pass it around.
Yeah.
And don't bogart that joint, my friend.
And that's enough said about that.
Well, just pass it on down.
Like, I'm just fed the f*** up. I can't take another minute of this bull.
God, they're so evil. Just please, God, free us from them. They're drunk on our children's blood, for God's sake. Okay, I'm gonna stop right now.
Excuse me, everyone. I quit. So there's that.
Whoops, you know what that means. It means our time is just about up.